www.ohio.gov.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tonight on World News, jobs jolt, the worst jobs number in a year.
May jobs report just came out, and the numbers are not good.
Professors react to May's dismal jobs report.
Employment rates up to 8.2%. The job losses, construction, huge, down 28,000. 69,000 is way down.
Stoppers. We added 300,000 more long-term unemployed.
A tragedy for people out there who are still looking for work.
This is just a bad number. But overall here, nowhere to really hide, given this report.
That's from one of the latest web ads from the Romney campaign attacking the president on jobs. The presidential race is where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. From MSNBC, Chuck Todd, with Democratic strategist Steve McMahon and Republican strategist Kim Alfano, about both campaigns launching into attack mode on an almost daily basis.
I want to play a couple ads for you guys to let you guys do your expertise here, because it seems to be, I'm going to play two of them here, sort of back to back. First, here's an Obama campaign attacking Romney. Here's what the Obama ad against Romney.
It started like this.
I speak the language of business. I know how jobs are created.
But it ended like this. One of the worst economic records in the country. In 2008, Barack Obama said,
"We can't mortgage our children's future on a mountain of debt."
Now he's adding $4 billion in debt every day, borrowing from China for his spending. Every second, growing our debt faster than our economy. Tell Obama, stop the spending.
All right, that second one is a crossroads ad. That's GPS. They're doing this debt hit. Kim, talk to me about, I want you to talk about the Obama ad, and Steve, I want you to talk about the crossroads ad. Right,
well,
the Obama ad. What do you think?
The problem they have is it's somewhat effective, except it was so long ago. And the problem is this election's in the here and now. People are living in this economy right now. They can talk about it, but after a while, people just are living right now. The economy is not going to get better. They are not going to get
better. You think Romney's record is irrelevant?
Not that it's irrelevant, but it's a heck of a long time ago. And he can come back with 4.7 unemployment. He can come. It doesn't matter. 4.7 unemployment, balanced budgets, worked with Democrats, got it done.
Right.
I mean, I have a lot of money. You have a lot of money. We can say our facts a lot, and the economy's not good. We win.
On the debt issue.
On the debt issue.
It seems to me that that's where there still seems to be a little bit of a split inside the Republican Party. Do you hit the president on jobs, or do you hit him on the debt?
Right. Well, I think that, you know, I hate to be giving them advice, but I think that the debt issue, when you start in 2008, you're reminding people of what the president inherited. And there were stimulus measures that were supported by Republicans. There were stimulus measures that were proposed by George W. Bush that got us started on the spending spree. But the spending spree, remember, was to stop an economy from collapsing. I personally think that, you know, they're better off politically if they're focusing on the economy, because I think, you know, people are experiencing, you know, great challenges, but they understand the president's on their side. And at the end of the day, it's an argument that will work for the president.
All right,
November.
I want to look at some ad spending. This is what we have so far. 11 states, Colorado, Florida, Iowa, Michigan, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia is where ads have been running. Off and on, Obama campaign, a 7.3 million crossroads GPS, different from regular crossroads, 3.8. Party USA, a little over a million. Romney campaign, a million. This is all over the last couple of weeks. And Planned Parenthood, half a million. There's one other number that jumps out at me that we've been doing, and that's Hispanic TV ad spending. The Obama campaign, Kim, has spent well over $1 million. We now see priorities. The Super PAC going to spend another million. The Romney campaign hasn't even gotten to, I think, 200,000 yet.
Right, and they've just gotten started on it. I think what it shows is a bit of panic on the Obama campaign side. It should be a slam dunk. With numbers like they're seeing, it should be a slam dunk.
Yes.
It's not, because they're having to spend money on it. I think there's an ambivalence.
But is this about persuasion or about enthusiasm?
This is
I think it's about enthusiasm.
Okay. I mean,
and it's not there. And it's not there, and it should be.
Well,
and I think if you see Barack Obama, if you see Mitt Romney take up, the new Dream Act that's coming out from Rubio.
You say if, but
if he does,
a lot of people have been waiting for weeks.
But I think you're going to see a plan come from him, and there's going to be.
Remember, he likes to fire people. It started with his landscaping crew. The Hispanic community understands that Obama has 64% in the Hispanic community. The reason they're doing this is to lock that in and to grow it. And the ad that they're running in Nevada, Colorado, and in Florida is an effective way to do that. The Obama campaign is running positive. There's a Super PAC that's running negative. It's going to work together. That's 64%.
You're spending money on your slam dunk.
Well, that's
thing.
We'll
you got a problem.
All right.
Coming up, a somewhat surprising endorsement for Mitt Romney here next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Do you know what this is? How about this? This is the sound of everything Dad loves and more. And right now, it's all at Sears, with great prices on all his favorite brands, like U.S. Polo Association, Kenmore Grills, LG HD TVs, and all Craftsman tool storage and mechanics tool sets are up to 50% off. Plus, when you shop your way at Sears, you can buy online and pick up today. This is Destination Dad. This is Sears. Tool savings 5 to 50% restrictions apply. See store for details.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit. I always carry Bullfrog with me.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. DEET-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. The number one choice to beat the burn and the bite. Use as directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle. Sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on the presidential race as we get started in this hour. Here's radio host Jack Ricciardi talking about Senator Rand Paul endorsing Mitt Romney instead of his father.
How are you feeling about Senator Rand Paul, the son of Ron Paul, who at the end of the week, last week, endorsed Mitt Romney for president? I mean, every Republican is rushing to the, you know, platform now to endorse Mitt Romney. If they hadn't earlier, they all want to get in on it now. They all want to be able to say, I was behind him in case he actually wins. But Rand Paul isn't just another Republican senator. He's sort of the scion of the, you know, family movement. And Ron Paul isn't just another guy who ran against Mitt Romney. He's the titular head, the figurehead of the libertarian movement in this country. Now, it gets complicated because Ron Paul is a lowercase L libertarian like I am. He's not a uppercase L libertarian, meaning the Libertarian Party. Their candidate, as you know, is former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson, who's been on our show many times. So it's a movement, not a party. But Rand Paul, in endorsing Mitt Romney, has done something I think some people may not have been expecting. How are you feeling about that? What does that say to you about Rand Paul? What does that say to you about Mitt Romney? First of all, I find it funny that people would think Rand Paul has somehow let his father down, or should have checked with his father, or I mean, he's not 6 years old. Guys, do you not have a political opinion different from your father's? Have you never done anything he wouldn't have done, or done something with which he disagreed or disapproved? Or I mean, who hasn't done that? Everybody's done that. There's something wrong with you if you've never had a difference of opinion as an adult with your parents. I don't know that it means anything about Ron Paul. I don't know if Ron Paul will endorse Mitt Romney. Probably won't. He'll probably give a speech at the convention where he won't bash him. When you ask Ron Paul about Mitt Romney, and we have on this show, he gives you that kind of, well, you know, he's not right on this and he's not right on that, and I don't agree with him on this and I don't agree with him on that. And probably the nicest thing that Ron Paul can say about Mitt Romney is that he's not Barack Obama. But Senator Rand Paul throwing his support to Mitt Romney. And it isn't that surprising given some of the things Rand Paul's been saying for months about Mitt Romney. Complimentary things that he said even before Romney had clinched thinned out the herd of Republican candidates. People are saying it's a kick in the face to his father, a kick in the face to his father's supporters. I'm looking at some of the tweets from libertarians. He's nothing but a Judas. Burn in hell. Shame on you, Rand. You sold out on everything your father stands for money. Let me tell you what I think is going on here. I think that Rand Paul had to make a decision as a young man, just starting in political life, as to whether he was going to work for change inside the political machine or outside of it. And this endorsement means he's going to work inside of it.
Talk host Jim Sharp talked about Obama advisor David Axelrod's comments regarding the president's plan to accelerate job growth.
David Axelrod would not answer the question as to whether or not the private sector is doing fine, which, of course, the president accidentally said on Friday and then went back and had to fix it a day later. The president's top campaign strategist said yesterday, between dodging questions, that the country needs to accelerate job creation in the private sector. So how are they going to do that? They're going to hire more teachers, cops, and firefighters. Yes, I'm not making this up. David Axelrod made the comment as he continued to do his damage control for the president. The private sector, he told Candy Crowley, we need to accelerate job creation in the private sector. One of the ways that we can do that is by putting teachers and firefighters and police back to work, because those are good middle-class jobs. They're also public jobs! They're public jobs! Where did this guy go to school? Even when I was a first grader, I knew that my teacher worked for the government. And I knew that the Mr. Firefighter and Mr. Policeman did too. These people are just, I'm starting to feel bad for Barack H. Obama, that he's surrounded by a bunch of numbskulls. Maybe it's his fault. But, yeah, I still kind of feel bad for the guy.
Up next, President Obama catches heat for saying the private sector is doing just fine, thank you. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We go back to, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the economy now. Here, host Joe Kelly talks to political reporter Jamie Dupree about the flack President Obama's getting over his comment that the private sector is just fine.
The president made a comment during a Friday news conference that the private sector is doing fine.
Yeah, and look, this is one of those things that I can't tell you right now whether this is going to be sort of an etch-a-sketch thing. It's going to last for a little while, but just sort of be on the edge of the debate going toward November, or whether this thing is going to be part of the narrative from here on in. You know, verbal gaffes, or just gaffes in particular, sometimes stick around and haunt candidates. I mean, my friend who put Michael Dukakis in a tank with a helmet on regrets it to this day, and certain things that have been said by candidates over the years, just never, they can ever shake it. We'll see whether or not this president has to hear those words over and over again. He has another chance to sort of get on with his argument about what to do on the economy. The basic argument the White House is trying to make and the president was trying to make, which I don't think he did very well on Friday since we didn't really get focused on it, was that in his mind, more money needs to be sent by the Congress to the state in order for them to prevent layoffs of public sector government employees. Now, coming just a few days after the Wisconsin elections, a lot of people sort of here in D.C. looked at that on the Republican side and said, no, you didn't understand the message, Mr. President. The message is that people want a smaller government. So a bit of that argument. We'll see what the president says today in interviews with 8 TV stations from around the country, Joe. But you know, like I said, it'll be very interesting to see whether this is a short-term thing or whether we keep hearing that line over and over again.
Yeah, if you're the Mitt Romney campaign, you take the private sector is doing fine comment, you put it on a loop.
Over and over and over, yeah.
Nonstop from now to Election Day.
Yeah, and look, Romney has had his share of verbal things here and there, or his staffers, et cetera, and the whole question is, does this one little thing sort of grab the attention span of the voter and just get locked in from now until November? Or do we hear for a few more weeks on and off and then it goes away? I don't think anybody has the answer, but it's obvious the last 2 weeks or so, Team Obama has been playing defense. The Republicans have been playing offense. And certainly they hope they can win the news cycle again this week as well. We'll see how it turns out in coming days.
Host Brian Thomas about the president's comments on the economy.
All right, so Barack Obama goes on and he says, well, the economy's fine. Yeah, the private sector is doing fine. And that's his quote. The truth of the matter is that I said we created 4.3 million jobs over the last 27 months, over 800,000 just this year alone. The private sector is doing fine. Then he goes on to say what we're seeing is weakness in our economy have to do with state and local government. Oh, really? Thinks that we need to increase the size and scope of state and local government. Now, let's address that first. He misdiagnoses the state and local government layoff. They aren't the result of falling state and local revenues, which have actually increased 6% over the last 2 years, according to the Census Bureau, The problem is that the cost of worker benefits is growing faster than revenues. Does anybody need an illustration of this here? Let me. Where can I find a local illustration? Oh, yeah, City of Cincinnati, duh. Cost of worker benefits growing faster than revenues. Governments are having to lay off workers to pay for the rising pension and health bills. Duh. Now, what else is going on? Since Rahman became president, the U.S. economy has lost a million construction jobs, almost 600,000 manufacturing jobs. Unemployment has been above 8% for a record 40 weeks. An estimated 46.2 million Americans are now living in poverty, the most ever. Food stamp spending has more than doubled since Mr. Obama took office. There are 23 million Americans who are either unemployed, underemployed, or have given up looking for work altogether. As of March, 5.6 million mortgages either delinquent or in foreclosure. Now, while the private sector has added an average of 105,000 jobs over the last 3 months, that isn't enough to keep up with population growth, let alone bring down the nation's unemployment rate.
Up next, we shift the focus to leaks coming out of the White House. I bet you didn't know about that. That's the new stuff on the Talk Radio Review.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself. Have a Walmart wireless center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License. No, 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen back, second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's find out more about these White House leaks. Host Frank Beckman with Congressman Mike Rogers about investigations into national security leaks and what he thinks needs to be done.
We heard John McCain over the weekend saying that Eric Holder's appointment of two federal prosecutors to look into these leaks that have been printed in the New York Times and a new book by David Sanger, their chief Washington correspondent, said Holder's credibility with Congress there is zero. So give us an update, if you would, your concerns about what you're seeing from this book, from what the New York Times has been writing, and whether we are just becoming too leaky in the administration right now. Is it hurting us in any way?
Well, and what's concerning, and think about this, Senator Feinstein, a Democrat from California, Mike Rogers, Republican from Michigan, stood together and in the strongest terms condemned the leaks and said we're going to have to do something about it, kind of push the administration into action. That just doesn't happen all that often. You know, something this serious. And there's a reason it's this serious. This has real national security consequences. And it wasn't a event. It wasn't a particular leak. It was a parade of leaks over the last few years that has proven to be incredibly dangerous to our national security, including, Frank, the likelihood that we know it has put certain people's lives in danger. We know that for a fact. And we know that certain operations will have to be reconfigured, changed, or dropped because of the dangerous nature of these leaks. And, by the way, not all of them are exactly right, but there is enough in some of these leaks over the period of the last couple of years that really gives the bad guys an edge in trying to figure out how they defeat our ability to figure out what they're doing. And all of those things have proven to be incredibly dangerous to our national security and not to be taken lightly.
Here's host Michelle McPhee talking about some of the reactions to stories showing up in the New York Times, among other places, that have been leaked from the White House.
Nobody has any faith in Eric Holder. That's why the entire nation was laughing when President Barack Obama insisted last week, "I have no idea who would plant those very flattering stories about my take on terrorists in the New York Times." I mean, who would do such a thing? Who would plant flattering stories about me in an election year? Who would do such a thing? Who would take attention away from the increasing unemployment rate? Who would in any way divert from some of the other hits that I have taken in recent weeks by planting a very flattering portrayal of the way in which I have dealt with Tara? I have no idea. It wasn't me. Wasn't me. First of all, does anyone believe that? Now, trust me, I've been around the media my entire adult life. I worked as an intern at the Boston Globe. I went to New York and spent 10 years at the New York Daily News. I came back and worked at the Herald. I just got an Emmy nomination for investigative reporting at Channel 5. I've been around. I know how this game works. And it works the same way for all politicians. They leak stories to friendly reporters. It happens all the time. There's nothing different about that. But this is a problem because it affects national security. And Obama realizes that he is going to take a hit on these leaks, especially when John McCain, who is very credible on the issue of national security, when John McCain is out there, the man is apoplectic about these leaks, saying you are putting our soldiers, our armed forces at risk with these flattering portrayals of yourself that are appearing on the front pages of the New York Times. And even the New York Times, they have to tell you who their sources are. You can't just say, I heard it from a couple of guys that President Barack Obama has a kill list. You have to, in some way, qualify who the sources are of your piece. And in that particular piece, the New York Times made it clear that it was the White House itself, well-placed White House sources, several White House sources close to the president, which is code, folks, for the president himself. Mayor Thomas Menino doesn't let any story out unless he's approved it first. It doesn't matter if it's about the police department, the fire department, the building department. Menino knows everything that's going to be put out to the press. Trust me, I know it. So the idea that Obama didn't know that there was going to be this flattering portrayal of him in the New York Times, the idea that he wants us to believe that he had nothing to do with the information that is classified, it's a crime to release that information to a reporter. And believe me, I have no problems when someone leaks it to me. I'm not in any way attacking the Times for writing the story. If someone leaked that story to me, I'd write it too.
All right, let's change our focus. The Jerry Sandusky trial gets started this week, and we'll scrutinize that next on the Countdown Show.
Get 50% off any Domino's pizza at menu price when you order online. It's a deal so good, even internet scammers don't believe it.
Hello, I am Isaac, internet scammer extraordinaire. When I heard you couldn't get 50% off any Domino's pizza online, I thought, impossible. So I ordered at Domino's.com. Amazingly, Domino's only charged me 50% of the price. Ha!
Now through June 17th, go to Domino's.com and enter code 50OFF to get 50% off any pizza at menu price. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only, limited time offer, prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Do you know what this is? How about this? This is the sound of everything Dad loves and more. And right now, it's all at Sears, with great prices on all his favorite brands, like U.S. Polo Association, Kenmore Grills, LG HDTVs, and all Craftsman tool storage and mechanics tool sets are up to 50% off. Plus, when you shop your way at Sears, you can buy online and pick up today. This is Destination Dad. This is Sears. Tool savings 5 to 50%. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
If your car's air conditioning isn't blowing cold air,
it isn't,
then you need an AC Pro.
Is there one around here?
Yeah.
You?
Me?
But I can't.
New do-it-yourself AC Pro is a 10-minute cold air solution. It's fast, easy, and saves you money. With AC Pro, you'll have cold air blowing again in just minutes. Guaranteed.
Wow, it's freezing in here, and I did it myself.
See? You are an AC Pro.
Yes, I am.
New AC Pro, the 10-minute do-it-yourself auto AC cold air solution.
Jimmy Bond. Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and, as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Dry and comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
You can't see me, but I'm wearing a 10-gallon hat and holding a 5-gallon bucket. Just hurry into any Napa Auto Parts store and get a free Napa 5-gallon wash bucket with a $25 purchase. Use it for washing old Betsy or even as a tool chest. I mean, tool bucket. 5 gallons hold so much and cost so little. Like nothing. Because it's free. Who needs a bucket of chicken when you can just have a bucket?
Napa, no.
Offer expires 6/30/12. See participating Napa Auto Parts store for details.
As we move on now, let's spend some time on the Jerry Sandusky trial, which has begun in Pennsylvania. Jenna Lee talked to legal analyst Jason Friedman and Chip Merlin about this trial, which seems to be getting underway with several jury members that have obvious conflicts of interest.
It's a local jury, and those that are sitting on the jury right now, some of them include a Penn State ticket holder, a graduate of Penn State, a senior at Penn State, a current senior, a retired Penn State professor, and a current dance instructor there. And Jason, I'm just curious, how did this affect the case? I mean, what would your take be of this if you were the prosecutor?
You know, it's interesting. I really think the jury is as it should be, and that is representative of the community where this crime occurred and where it's being held. You really have a nice, diverse jury in terms of gender makeup. You have people who are working. You have people that are retired, a couple of students, as you mentioned. You have some people with children and grandchildren, some without. And I really think, as it should be, the jury is representative of the community. I think they did a good job of getting a nice cross-section of people that are hopefully going to be fair and impartial and be able to hear all the evidence.
And Chip, we should point out the defense and the prosecution do get to approve of those that are sitting, you know, as part of this panel. But does this already set the grounds for an appeal before this case even begins?
Jenna, that's a great point. The defense did make a motion to have this transferred away from State College. The truth of the matter, this particular jury is a double-edged sword for the prosecution. The defense is going to try to show that Jerry Sandusky loved Penn State, and the fact that 8 of the 12 jurors and 2 of the 4 alternates have ties to Penn State. It's not just Jerry Sandusky, but the possibility that these accusers are going to bring civil actions against Penn State later for not overseeing Sandusky better. So it's Sandusky and Penn State versus all these accusers is how this might get set up based upon the selection of this jury.
A lot of these the details of this case have already been out there. Again, they're just allegations at this time. Sandusky is innocent until proven guilty. However, what we are learning now are the names and some more information about some of the victims. We will not share the names, by the way, on the news. That's just a matter of policy. Victims, even alleged victims of sexual abuse, we will not share the names. But it was the judge's decision to make those victims come out in public. And I want to read what the judge had to say in his ruling on this. He said, no support in Pennsylvania law. There's no support in Pennsylvania law for offering anonymity to an adult witness because the witness is one of a class of victims of a particular form of crime. While I will make every effort to be sensitive to the nature of the alleged victim's testimony, once the trial begins, the veil must be lifted. Jason, what do you think of that ruling?
I think it was the correct ruling. Listen, it's a very difficult area, no question about it, but the judge has to weigh some factors, and I think he came down on the right side. The bottom line is public trials are public proceedings. Our system of justice, we err in public, and we have our grievances heard in public. It really is part of the very fabric of our society. The other thing to remember is these victims are no longer children, and you have to look at the policy in terms of who you're looking to protect here. Mr. Sandusky does have the right to face his accusers and have them identified in court.
You know, Chip, they may be adults now, but the problem is children and giving the background story to the jury right away. As a defense attorney, how do you approach this, a case like this where there are so many alleged victims and the jury is meeting them first as young boys and then now as adults?
Well, the defense is going to have to tack the credibility. In sexual accusation cases, the credibility of the accuser is the paramount of everything that goes on in a case like this. The problem for the defense is it's not just one accuser. There are multiple accusers that are now adults, and most of the time children have a very difficult time bringing these matters up. It's much more common that they bring them up as adults. That's what the prosecution is going to try to pin the case on. It's the quantity of the evidence, while the defense is going to have to try to attack every single one of these adults, and they have a big burden to do so in this particular case.
Here's radio man Bob Miller with Pennsylvania talk host Mike Pintech. They talk about the Sandusky trial getting started.
If you want to call this a circus, I don't know, but people were actually lined up outside the courthouse bright and early this morning hoping to get a seat inside.
Well, yeah, and that's partly because the courtroom is so small. I think it only holds about 150 or so. I don't know the exact figure, but, I mean, very limited seats. So you've got the media. They've got a number of seats there that are reserved for them. And then you've got, you know, friends and family of the accused. You've got the attorneys. You've got the court staff. And then you've got some seats that are reserved for, you know, onlookers. And that's a first-come, first-served. So that's why they were lined up. They're already underway. They got underway sometime around 8:30 or 9 o'clock this morning. So they are already underway. They got opening statements today. And they picked a jury in record time last week, two days. And a lot of people didn't expect that to happen so quickly. And they've got seven women, five men on this jury, and most of them have some sort of tie one way or another to Penn State. So that's where we are. That's where we're sitting right now.
I think that's really fascinating in the fact that these jurors have ties to Penn State and the jury was seated so quickly. If I'm the prosecutor, I'm thinking, can I really get an impartial jury if you've got a season ticket holder for Penn State football, for instance, on the panel?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, one of them is a season ticket holder, literally. Yeah, a lot of people were surprised about that. First of all, the biggest surprise of all was that the jury was picked from Happy Valley. Belfont and Happy Valley is about 150 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. And it's kind of like an insulated island of the lost there. They live and breathe Penn State. It would be pretty hard to find anybody who doesn't have some sort of connection to Penn State one way, shape, or form, either through family ties or directly. But the jury was picked from that county. It was not an out-of-town jury. And there was a great deal of surprise among a lot of legal analysts from what I was able to gather that they were able to pick the jury so quickly. You know, that you're to your question about whether you can get a fair trial or an unbiased jury, I've talked to some legal experts, some, you know, attorneys, and I've heard from attorneys, criminal defense attorneys, who said that the jurors generally take their job very seriously and that they're absolutely convinced that they will be listening to the evidence with an open mind. So we only, you know, have to wait and see on that.
Host Chuck Powell and Kerry Dozier talk about how difficult they would find it to be Sandusky's lawyer.
Let's list the jobs that I could not do. And at the top of that list, there's going to be defense attorney. Now, look, Jerry Sandusky deserves a trial. Obviously, you know, he's innocent until proven guilty. You know, I buy into all of that. But, I mean, some of the spins that have already been put on this trial in its very first day have been eye-opening, to say the least.
Yeah, absolutely. Defense attorney it's a tough job to do in just about any case, but the defense in this case has taken the tact of sort of pointing the finger at the victim. The prosecutor says Sandusky is a predator. The defense says, hey, look, the accusers, these 10 victims, the 8 of them who will testify, the other 2 who are named in the case, they're just readying a civil lawsuit. This is all about money. They're just motivated by getting a huge settlement from Penn State, from Jerry Sandusky, perhaps from Joe Paterno. There must be a lot of money there. Follow the trail. That's the accusation. And it's a pretty novel and pretty aggressive defense, if you ask me, to take 10 boys who, in the opening arguments, pictures of them were shown in court. You won't see them because their identity will be protected by the media. But pictures of them as little boys were shown, and there's no accident there. That's aimed right at the parents who were on the jury saying, what if this was your son?
Yeah.
Think of these victims as little boys. Think of them as the boys they were when this happened. And the defense says, no, it's really all about the money. They just all got together and decided, what can we get from Jerry Sandusky and from Penn State in a civil lawsuit? And to me, it's incredibly distasteful. I guess it's what you have to do when you're a defense attorney, but pretty aggressive.
All right, the next bailout is up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing here with our focus on talk radio, talk television, Spain is getting a bailout, and here host Bobby Gunther Walsh talks to Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania about how Spain managed to get bailed out.
I guess the European bank bails out Spain to the tune of $125 billion. Now, all of Europe's got money problems. How can people who don't have money loan people money who don't have money, and then the stock market goes up because they're happy?
You're not suggesting there's something circular about all this.
It seems a little bit. Okay,
no,
so
better than that. The Spanish government is running a very substantial budget deficit,
mm-hmm.
and nobody is buying their bonds. So who do you think has stepped up and bought all the bonds the Spanish government's been issuing lately?
Don't tell me it's America.
No, it's not that bad.
Okay.
The Spanish bank.
Spanish bank.
No, this is no joke. This is true. The Spanish banks are keeping the Spanish government afloat right now. But they've got massively disastrous real estate loan portfolios that are deteriorating badly, and so they need to be bailed out. So the European central authorities have lent money to the Spanish government so that it can in turn lend money to the Spanish banks so that the Spanish banks can keep borrowing Spanish government debt.
Oh, my God.
You can't make this stuff up. This is true. This is exactly what's going on, guys.
So they've loaned money that most of Europe really doesn't have to the Spanish government, who will then give it to the Spanish banks, who will give it back to the Spanish government.
That's exactly right.
We're robbing Peter to pay.
What's the problem?
We're robbing Peter to pay Paul to pay Peter to pay Paul.
We shouldn't make so much blood.
No, it's crazy.
I think it's going to end badly.
I thought maybe I didn't understand it. So it's as bad as it sounds like. It's as bad as it sounds.
It's hugely problematic. Now, certainly, this does buy a little bit of time.
Yes.
This will allow the Spanish banks to continue to lend money to the Spanish government. The problem is the Spanish government is overseeing an economy that is a disaster. It's actually contracting, not just growing modestly or flat. It's actually shrinking. And the unemployment rate in Spain is now 25%.
Here are host Doug McAlvin and Debbie Monterey talking to financial analyst Jill Schlesinger about the Eurozone leaders bailing out Spain.
What's that word in Spanish for uncle?
Tio.
Is that what they finally said over the weekend, you think?
Tio, yes, give me the money. We'll take the money, please. And, you know, it's so interesting. There's so much posturing leading up to this. And I found it fascinating when the Spanish Prime Minister basically says, oh, you know, we're not going to take a bailout. And everybody on the street is saying, of course they're going to take a bailout, because Spain as a country cannot sustain borrowing money at 7% and keep functioning. So that's what happened. We saw the Eurozone leaders come together and they said, okay, here's $125 billion to Spain. Spain, you go and shore up your banking system. But not a lot of details beyond that. We don't know if there's any sort of austerity terms. We don't know what the interest rate is. So it's going to be interesting to see how the details emerge. Notice this time, by the way, no lectures by European officials about what the country has to do. They're not in a position to lecture Spain. Spain is too large an economy. They really need Spain to settle down so that the rest of the Eurozone can as well.
Now, here's a question for you. Has the United States been successfully inoculated against all of these shenanigans?
No, definitely not. And I don't care what anyone says. I'm sorry. I wish it were different. But, you know, yes, we have reduced, we've seen our banks reduce a lot of their exposure to the European banks. But if something really bad happens in Europe, it is going to be a problem for us, okay? And this is how it's, you know, we're all interconnected. The global financial system would lock up. And if something really bad also happens in Europe, remember, they'll go into a deep recession. They'll pull us down into a recession. It won't be as bad, but we really need to see them settle this crisis once and for all. It's been a little bit like one step at a time. It hasn't been enough.
Yeah. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon appears on Wednesday before the Senate Banking Committee. Yes, they're going to grind at him about the, you know, the silliness that they did, but I think they're also going to use this as a bully pulpit to say, we need to put more regulation in place.
Right. And so on one hand, you know, the senators who support regulatory reform are going to say, this is why we need stronger regulation. And the other ones, the other folks are going to say, you see, even with all this other regulation, it wouldn't have prevented what just happened at J.P. Morgan Chase. And so don't worry about it, because the reality is this was a big company. They had plenty of money. They lost some money. Why do we care? So it's going to be a lot of theater. And, you know, as a friend of mine said to me over the weekend, it's like senators versus a Wall Street executive. You just don't know who to root against.
If you're interested in any of the items that we've talked about in this hour on the Countdown, visit the Countdown Show section on the homepage at DougStephan.com.